They were also the most active members of the group. We had to organise everything, one of the undercover agents explained at the trial, because everyone else in the group was off doing what they called their own shit. The prosecution claimed that the group had been inspired by violent revolutionary propaganda, and in particular by the film The Battle of Algiers, made about the Algerian struggle against French colonialism. They showed the film in the court. Unlike all the other Panthers, Afeni Shakur chose to defend herself. And at the end of the trial, she cross-examined the leading undercover agent. He was the man she had suspected from the start, Yedwar Soudan. His real name was Ralph White. A journalist who was in the courtroom wrote a book that described what happened. She started by getting White to admit that really most of the inspiration for the plots came from the undercover agents. Not only had they continually pushed for the violence and suggested the targets, but they had also arranged to buy the dynamite off yet another undercover agent. They had also arranged for the cars to transport the dynamite. That really, the plot to attack America had been created and driven by the American authorities.